University Broadcast Studio. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have been healed. We're not quite sure what happened in the last segment of the show there, but... I think there's just some allergies or something going on. I don't know. But anyway, we're good. Back to normal. Everything is okay. So, but we will still take the apple brandy if you'd like to send us some. That's just a neighborly thing to do. And it is an honor to have you with us today. Look, impeachment trial set to begin any minute now. And we are all over this story. Congressman Jim Jordan, who is a key member of the president's impeachment team, is going to be here in just a few moments. Also, our good friend Dr. Robert Jeffers is going to drop by. We've really been encouraging you guys to contact your senators up on Capitol Hill and tell them to put a stop to this nonsense and immediately dismiss the impeachment sham. This could be done if all of the Republicans get on board. 202-224-3121 is the telephone number for the Capitol switchboard. That's 202-224-3121. Now, after you call, we want you to call us, and we're going to put you on the air. We want to hear what they're telling you. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. Again, that's 844-747-8868. By the way, I've got to tell you guys, we got some great news last night. We've been promoting our podcast since we started the show back in November. And I'm excited to share with you, according to our tech guys, we have almost 250,000 downloads of the podcast. I mean, that's just unbelievable. That was, you know, we sort of... do analytics and we kind of figure out, okay, here's where we're going to start and here's where we want to be. Well, we've just blown off the charts. So thank you for those of you that are subscribing to the podcast. It's free of charge, and we've changed a few things up. As of yesterday, it is now a commercial-free podcast, so there are no commercials. It's really terrific if you are out walking or maybe you're exercising. You can listen to the podcast. So many different platforms, and so we would encourage you, if you don't have a subscription, go right now to the website. We make it very simple, toddstearnes.com, and it doesn't cost you a penny. This is absolutely a free service that we provide here at the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So look, folks, you need to understand what is at stake here. The Democrats, they know the president is not going to be removed from office. That's not going to happen. And that's not the point of this. They want to smear this man. They want to brand him with some sort of a political blemish, and that blemish being impeachment. Keep in mind that Bill Clinton, quite frankly, I don't know why the guy wasn't in jail. I mean, what he did to those to that intern, Monica Lewinsky, in the Oval Office is just horrible. With the blue dress and the cigars. My gosh, when George W. Bush got elected president, they had to fumigate the entire, hazmat suits had to show up at the White House. I've never seen anything like it. It was horrible. Honest to goodness, ladies and gentlemen, Bill Clinton may be one of the most corrupt, one of the most morally bankrupt human beings to ever occupy the Oval Office. I mean, a sleaze. But here's who's worse. His wife. She actually put up with all of that nonsense. And the only reason why. Oh, it was love, Todd. They love each other. It's a love story for the ages. Bill hurts Hillary. Okay, please. Please don't make me BL. Are you kidding me? You really think there's love? Oh, it's love. True love. You really think so, ladies and gentlemen? You really think that Bill and Hillary have passionate love? Do you really believe that? What planet are you on? Are you kidding me? The only reason is because of power, ladies and gentlemen. You know, a lot of the liberals, they hate it when I say this. I refer to Hillary Clinton as Mrs. Bill Clinton. During the during the presidential race, I would always refer to her as Mrs. Bill Clinton. You know, maybe we ought to start doing that again. People very
that Starnes guy, he's so sexist. He just hates women. He's a woman hater, that one. Ooh, we don't like you.
Okay, well, it's true. And the reason there's a reason why I call Hillary Mrs. Bill Clinton. The fact of the matter is, if her husband had not been elected president of the United States, do you really think an attorney, a has-been attorney from Arkansas, would have just randomly been elected as the senator to the state of New York? Do you really think that was, like, possible? I mean, do you really think that Hillary Clinton, Mrs. Bill Clinton, would have been selected as the nominee back in 2016 had it not been for her husband? The fact of the matter is, and I really hate it for all you feminists out there and the hemp wearing sweaters and the Mexican man shoe crowd, I hate to break this to you, but the fact of the matter is, Mrs. Bill Clinton would not be where she is today had she not been Mrs. Bill Clinton. That's all I'm trying to say here. That's the. Oh, Jesus-a-loo. We're going to get the. You know, I can already hear a thundering herd of Mexican man shoes running towards the studio here in downtown Brooklyn. But it's true. I mean, that's really what this is all about. So it's about power. That's what AOC was talking about just yesterday. Cut number one.
To be ethical, if you're a billionaire today, the thing that you need to do is give up control and power. So I don't want your money as much as we want your power.
There you go. She doesn't want your money. She wants your power. That's what this is all about. And that's why Mrs. Bill Clinton is such an angry person. So look, we've got to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to play some more audio. Joe Biden at a Baptist church. Folks, it's unbelievable what this guy said. We're going to play the audio. You can hear it for yourself. Our good friend, Dr. Robert Jeffers from the First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas, is going to be here. We're going to get him to weigh in on that, plus the impeachment proceedings. Coming up a little bit later, Jim Jordan is going to drop by. Plus your calls, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Folks, let's get right to the phone lines. Our good friend Joe from LJ calling in. Joe, I hear it's a little chilly up in the North Georgia Mountains today.
Boy, Todd, it is very cold. I want to invite you. We're having a big event at Pooh's Barbecue, Pooh's Famous Barbecue, February 13th. We've got Phil Kent, who's a member of the Georgia Gang, the only political program on television every week. He's a great conservative champion, and you would really like him. And a lot of other Rich McCormick running for Congress. Anyway, we're having Phil Kent Day there, and we'd love for you to cover it if possible. Anyway, I put on Facebook that I really loved your program. Well, in a matter of a few minutes, I had 100 people who agreed with me liking your program. So, Todd, I think you're on your way to becoming the number one talk show host in America. And, by the way, the Trump bus is going to be at Pooh's Barbecue that day, February 13th, and we would love for you to come, and we're going to have Phil Kent Day, but we would also have Phil Kent and Todd Starnes Day if you could come. Anyway,
if you're running for the White House, I think you have to stop by Pooh's Barbecue in Ellijay, Georgia. It's like a mandatory stop on the way to the White House.
Well, it is. It really is. And we want to get the great Todd Starnes there. But anyway, that's February 13th. And my good friend Steve Moore was named the number one taxpayer champion in America. And I know I think he's been on your show before, but I told Caleb, your producer, if you'd like his cell, I'd be glad to give it to him. He's a great guy and very close to Trump. And And he's a great taxpayer champion, obviously number one in the country. And we're working on getting Trump to come to Poole's Barbecue and pay tribute, Todd, to the 28 million small businesses and towns like LJ in Gainesville that are going to give him, and talk shows like the Todd Starnes Show that's going to give him the biggest reelection victory in history. We're working on getting him to come the first week of May. And David Perdue, our great – oh, by the way, both of our senators – strongly, they're going to vote against the impeachment. They're with us all the way.
Good.
David Perdue's real close to Trump. And our new Senator Kelly Loeffler, she's a very good lady, and she's already said that she's going to be against the impeachment. So there's Georgia's, our senators are in good shape. And I know David Perdue would love it. I think you've had David on your show. And if you'd like to have him on again, he would love, I know, to be on.
Absolutely. Joe, we appreciate you calling in. As always, got to run, though. And we've got it down February 13th. Big political shindig, ladies and gentlemen, at Poole's Barbecue. It's a great barbecue place, by the way. I actually have a pig on the Pig Hill of Fame named in my honor. And I don't think President Trump has that. So there you go. Hey, we do need to get right to the newsmaker line. Our good friend, the official chaplain of the Todd Starnes Radio Show, Dr. Robert Jeffers. Dr. Jeffers, do you have a pig on the Pig Hill of Fame in LJ, Georgia?
I don't. But that's one of my life goals, right?
I know people. I can get you hooked up there. Well, Dr. Jeffers, always good to have you on the program, and a lot going on. First of all, you know, the impeachment trial is underway. How's the president doing? What are you hearing? Politically, we know how the president's doing, but how's he holding up through all of this?
He's doing well. I've talked to him, and he's the most resilient human being that I know, and so he's doing well. And I'm not sure in anything he hasn't said publicly. I mean, he said, you know, it's certainly tough on his family. He hates that they're obstructing any positive movement that they could help bring about in the country. But the president's still getting a lot of things accomplished in spite of this hoax impeachment trial that's going on right now. And, you know, Todd, let's be clear. The president is being impeached not because of Ukraine. The president's trial is because he's committed two unpardonable sins in the eyes of the Democrats. Number one, he beat Hillary Clinton in 2016. And number two, he is fulfilling every campaign promise that he made. And the Democrats are absolutely apoplectic over that.
It's quite remarkable. I mean, when you do look at the campaign record and what he has been able to accomplish in spite of all of the attacks, I mean, it's really breathtaking.
It is. And look, let's really be clear here. I mean, I think what the White House ought to be saying is not that they didn't pressure Ukraine to do an investigation of corruption. They ought to go back to the, yeah, we did it, and we were right to do it, and get over it. That's what a president's supposed to do. I mean, what hasn't been widely reported, Todd, is, there is a treaty provision that requires the investigation of a country that we're giving hundreds of millions of dollars to. And that whole Russia hoax investigation was built on the premise that we needed to know if a foreign government had undue influence on then-candidate President Trump. Well, why shouldn't we know if Ukraine has had influence on the number one Democrat contender for president, Joe Biden? We have a right to know whether Joe Biden is corrupt. The president did exactly the right thing in this.
Speaking of Biden, he was speaking at a Baptist church, and I just have to tell you, I'm surprised a lightning bolt did not come down and strike him right in the middle of the pulpit there. I want to play this audio for you. Joe Biden, very upset, calling out President Trump and Trump supporters during this message that he delivered. Let's play that audio, please. Cut number 9.
We're at another inflection point, just like when Bull Connor came along. He thought he drove a stake in the heart of the movement. This president and his, the Ku Klux Klans and the rest of them, they think they've beaten us again. But they have no idea. We're just coming back.
So, to be clear, he referred to President Trump as Bull Connor, the notorious racist police commissioner in Birmingham, Alabama, who turned the hoses and set dogs loose on black children. And then he called Trump supporters Klan members. How do you respond to that, Dr. Jeffers?
This shows the absolute disdain and disrespect that Joe Biden has toward African Americans. I mean, apparently he thinks they are too dumb to know what he's actually doing. They're not. They realize it. They know what he's doing. He's race baiting. He shows disrespect for them by pretending they're too dumb to understand what he's doing, and he's also showing disrespect toward African Americans by minimizing the real horrors of a Bull Connor and a Ku Klux Klan. To compare Trump supporters to the Ku Klux Klan is to really minimize the horrible evil they committed against African Americans. And, you know, Joe Biden, by his own admission, says he doesn't know Donald Trump. He's never had a conversation with him. I've known Donald Trump for 4 years, and I can tell you there's not one scintilla of racism in him. Look, President Trump loves anybody regardless of race who supports him, and he attacks anybody regardless of color who doesn't support him. To me, Todd, that is the very definition of being colorblind.
Dr. Jeffers, before we let you go, there's been a lot of talk in the evangelical world about the open borders crowd, whether or not George Soros money may have been used to really infiltrate many evangelical churches, including Southern Baptist churches, with this open borders agenda. Do you have any concerns? I mean, you're a leader in that area. Do you have any concerns that George Soros money may be corrupting some of these ministries out there?
Look, Todd, I don't have any information about that, so I can't speak to that. But what I can speak to is the whole philosophy of open borders is absolutely contrary to the teaching of the Bible. The Bible says in Acts 17, God has created the boundaries in which we live. The idea of multiple nations instead of one nation is God's idea. And to promote open borders is to absolutely be antithetical to the teaching of the Bible. I can say that with certainty.
All right, but before we let you go here, you got to give a plug to the great show Pathway to Victory, which is on Fox Business Network. Where else can folks get more information about that?
Right, they can go to ptv.org, that's pathwaytovictory.org, and find a station in your area. We're on TBN every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and we're on Monday through Friday on TBN, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. So go to ptv.org, and would love people to tune in.
I'm just curious, like the episodes that are on Fox Business, do you encourage, I mean, do you talk specifically about tithing on that particular, you know, Fox Business?
You know, you know, we ought to do that. There's a great crowd for that right there.
There you go.
Memo to self.
All right, Dr. Robert Jeffers, as always, thank you, Pastor.
Great to talk to you, Todd.
All right. Good man right there, ladies and gentlemen. And he is the real deal. And if you haven't heard Dr. Jeffers preach, you don't know what you're missing. It's just unbelievable. If you are in Dallas, Texas, you got to go to one of the worship services. The music, unbelievable. The sermons, fantastic. The people, just some of the friendliest on the face of the earth. All right, look, got to take a break here. Our good friend Congressman Jim Jordan coming up as well. Hogan Gidley from the White House, busy day here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program on this Breaking News Tuesday. I want to get right to the newsmaker line, our good friend, Congressman Jim Jordan, who was just named to President Trump's impeachment defense team. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Good to be with you today, Todd.
All right. So, look, the proceedings just got underway a little while ago. What is the strategy here for all of you folks in the House? I mean, you guys are rock stars. This team the president's assembled, pretty powerful stuff.
Well, look, I mean, Pat Cipollone and Jay Sekulow and the team there, they're a great legal team. They put together a superb squad to go argue the case on behalf of the president. We got three just super strong arguments, I think. The first is that constitutionally, as Mr. Durst, which we'll point out later in the week, that the Democrats have no case. The process argument is strong for the president. And the fact that he was denied due process in the House, that, you know, all the depositions were done in the bunker in the basement of the Capitol, no subpoena authority, no right to call witnesses for Republicans. But the strongest argument is really just the facts. It always helps to have the facts on your side, and they are certainly on the president's side. I've said repeatedly that there are four facts that will not change. The two guys on the call have said repeatedly that there was no pushing, no pressure. We have the call transcript, which itself shows no quid pro quo. We have the fact that Ukraine didn't even know aid was on pause at the time that the call took place, so there couldn't have been any pressure applied on the call. And then fourth and most importantly, they took no action, i.e. they announced no announcement, no of an investigation, no promise to start an investigation, nothing to secure the release of the aid. Those facts will never change, and that's why this case is so strong for the president and such a ridiculous thing that the Democrats have put our country through.
And again, there's been no evidence produced by the Democrats of any wrongdoing against the president.
No, it's all hearsay. It's so-and-so said to so-and-so about somebody else saying some other thing, and it's like that's their case. Meanwhile, the people who talk directly to the president, like Ambassador Sondland, the president told him there's no quid pro quo. I want Zelensky to do what he campaigned on. There's no exchange of aid for an investigation. It never happened, and there was never an announcement from Ukraine to in any way to before the aid was released. So again, like we said, the facts are strong for the president.
How much of this do you imagine is really about the outcome of the 2016 presidential election?
All of it. Remember, Todd, and you know this, your listeners know this, impeachment started before President Trump was ever president. Impeachment started on July 31st, 2016, when the FBI opened up an investigation and spied on four American citizens associated with the Trump campaign. They went to, and look, we've been talking, you and I have been talking about this for a couple of years, but we know we were right because last month, Michael Horowitz issued his report and told us we were right. The only thing we were wrong about is it was worse than we thought. We thought they only spied on Papadopoulos and Carter Page, but they were spying on four people associated with the campaign. And they went to the FISA court, and Mr. Horowitz told us this last month. They went to the FISA court, and they lied to the court 17 times. So, they've been out to get this president since even before he ran, even before he was elected.
You know, Congressman, when you look at this president's record and all of the things he's been able to accomplish in spite of all of this, you know, I'm wondering if the Democrats are using impeachment as a campaign mechanism, knowing that this president is going to be a man of his word and he is going to stop socialism. And meanwhile, you've got Democrats who've been taken over by the socialists and they see him as enemy number one.
Yeah, no, in spite of all the Democrats against him, all the mainstream press, and frankly, a handful of Republicans, it's been an amazing 3 years. Taxes cut, regulations reduced, economy growing at an unbelievable pace, lowest unemployment in 50 years. Gorsuch and Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. We're out of the Iran deal. Embassies in Jerusalem. Hostages home from North Korea. Al-Baghdadi Soleimani now eliminated. And oh, by the way, last week we got a new NAFTA agreement, the new USMCA. So that's amazing in 3 years. That's amazing no matter what, but it's amazing that the president's done that much with all the opposition against him.
You know, I'm curious. I mean, you know, just, you know, after hours, no cameras around. Are there any Democrats that at least privately concede that this is all a sham?
You know, they don't say that to you, and they all kind of voted in lockstep. But remember when Nancy Pelosi on September 24th announced they were going to start down this impeachment road, she never anticipated that every single Republican would vote against it in the House. That one Democrat would vote with us, another Democrat would vote present, and a third Democrat would vote with us and switch parties. So she thought it was all going to the momentum would all move in their direction and they would pick up steam. It actually went the other way because, again, an unfair process, an unconstitutional process, and most importantly, all the facts support the president, not the other way around. So that's what played out. And she never anticipated that unfolding the way it did.
And Congressman, I don't know what it's like in your district, but the calls we're getting and the people that we're talking to on this radio show, I hate to say this, but outside the Beltway, I'm not sure people really actually care about this. And I think they see it for what it really is.
Yeah, I think you're right. They appreciate the fact that the president's doing what he said, that he's getting results. And they're tired of all the just the animosity, the animus and the disdain that that the left has for the president. And frankly, Todd, it's not just for the president. They don't like all of us people who supported the president. You know, never forget what Peter Strzok said, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation and then ran the Trump-Russia investigation. Peter Strzok said during the campaign, he said, just walked into a Southern Virginia Walmart, I can smell the Trump support. That's the kind of attitude they have to the 63 million of us who voted for the president. And it's sad. But I think you're right. Americans outside of D.C. and outside of some of the big cities, they understand what's going on.
But, you know, I mean, to that point, you had Sunday Joe Biden in a Baptist church in South Carolina calling the president, you know, liking him to Bull Connor, calling Trump supporters KKK. You got that Project Veritas video with the Bernie Sanders staffer saying he wants to throw all the Trump supporters into gulags. At some point, yeah. I think we're going to have to start taking these people at their word and understanding how important it is that we do not let Democrats back at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Well said. No, look, the president's going to win. He's going to. I think there's a chance he wins big. But I think I just don't see any Democrat who can beat him. I think the president's chances on reelection are just super because he's doing what he told the American people he was going to do. But when you drain the swamp fights back, and that's what we're seeing. And they're coming out to get the president. And like you say, their attitude. You know, remember Speaker of the House back in the middle of the impeachment proceedings in the House. Speaker Pelosi called the president an imposter. The Speaker of the House of the United States calls the president an imposter. That is not healthy, but that's what they do.
Well, president is being well served by you guys, and it's a great team that's been assembled to stand with him. And I mean, look, you're a wrestler from back in the day, so you know if it goes south, you know he's in good hands.
Yeah. Well, thanks. We're gonna do whatever we can to help, and that's Pat Cipollone's call, and we're here to help in any way we can.
All right, Congressman Jim Jordan, ladies and gentlemen, a member of the president's impeachment defense team, and they're out there fighting the good fight. Congressman, as always, thanks.
Thank you. Take care, Todd.
All right. Good guy there, Congressman Jim Jordan. He used to be a wrestling coach, assistant wrestling coach back in Ohio. So he knows those wrestling moves. Maybe get old Shifty Schiff in one. So what is it? The diving clothesline, Caleb? Was that back in the day?
Well, I only watch pro wrestling, so my mind went to the people's elbow.
Oh, the people's. Oh, that's a good one. That would be appropriate, you know. But I'm not sure you want to. Then again, I'm not sure you want to be anywhere around, you know, Adam Schiff. I mean, the word is, you know, there's a bad case of syphilis going around the U.S. Capitol these days. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Has determined that the hold on military to Ukraine was illegal and broke the law. As John Bolton has offered to testify in the trial, as one of the president's agents, Lev Parnas, has produced documentary evidence that clarifies Mr. Giuliani's activities on behalf of the president and corroborates Ambassador Sondland's testimony that everyone was in the loop. As documents released under the Freedom of Information Act have documented the alarm at the Department of Defense while the president illegally withheld military support.
So what you're hearing right now is actually live from the floor of the United States Senate as the impeachment trial gets underway. And just to give you an idea of what we're looking at here, we're in the middle of what they're calling the rules debate. So they're setting up the rules for how this is all going to play out. And afterwards, so this is going to go late into the night. The House managers are going to have 24 hours over 2 days to present their case. And then the president's defense team will be able to, they'll get 24 hours as well. So this is going to go on for quite some time. Senators are going to have 16 hours to question both sides, then 4 hours of debate. So who knows how long this is going to last? There have been, again, there was an opportunity, and there could still be an opportunity just to dismiss this flat out, which is why you need to be calling Capitol Hill and getting a hold of your senators. But this thing could go on for a couple of days, could go on for a couple of weeks, could go on for a couple of months. But here's one of the most important things you need to understand. While this trial is underway, Senator Sanders and Klobuchar and Warren will not be allowed to campaign. They have to be in the Senate chamber. So this is a big deal for the Democrats. And we'll see how all this plays out. I want to go right now to the newsmaker line, though, from the White House, Hogan Gidley. Hogan, appreciate you calling in. A busy day for you guys as the impeachment trial gets underway.
Yeah, sorry I'm late. I was sleeping during Adam Schiff's statements here. It just got so boring. Look, I don't mean to make light of it. It would be funny if it weren't for the fact that it's the American people who are the butt of this joke. They have nothing here. They have no case, and it's obvious when our folks get up, Pat Cipollone, and says, here are the facts of the matter. I'm going to outline them right now. The president did nothing wrong, and this whole thing is a sham on its face, and I'm going to sit down, and then Adam Schiff drones on like he does, for whatever. It's going to be close to an hour, but probably by the time he's all said and done. But they have no case, and if you're telling the truth and you have something solid, all you have to do is say, we have something solid, here it is, and then sit down. They're clearly protesting too much, if you will.
No, look, I think you're right here, Hogan, and I think the American people, the folks we've been talking to, they get it. They understand what this is all about. They just want to, the Democrats want to smear this president. They know he's not going anywhere, and honestly, I think they're going to pay for it at the ballot box in November.
I think they will, too. Look, you're given chances, when you run for office, you're given chances to make good on promises. You're given chances to actually affect people's lives in a positive way. This president's done all of that. When was the last time you saw someone running for president, on the Republican or Democrat side, get in office and actually accomplish so many of the goals he set forth during the campaign? It's pretty obvious this president has done that. And, your life is better off today than it was when the president was sworn in.
And not to mention
the economic successes, but the international successes we've had, the trade deals we've had, the southern border security measures. Everything we're doing here is protecting America first. That's what he ran on, and that's what he's accomplishing.
And yet they still don't get it. You had Sunday, Joe Biden in a Baptist church in South Carolina comparing the president to Bull Connor, the racist thug out of Birmingham, Alabama.
Sure.
In that same comment, he compared Trump supporters to the KKK. You got Bernie Sanders staffer with the Project Veritas video saying, you know what, we're going to put the Trump supporters in gulags. Man, I know they hate the president, but I honestly, Hogan, I think they hate his supporters even more.
They do. And if you go back and look at what they said about John McCain at the time of the election, you go back and see what they said about Mitt Romney, it's the same thing. They liken their rallies to, all the racist rallies in the South. It doesn't matter who's running on our side. They're going to attack him or her. But the fact is, they've never gone after someone with such fervor like they have against this president. The lies they're telling about him and his supporters. And, when the president puts out one of those memes that I love so much where he says, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you. I'm just standing in the way. That's one of my favorite things he likes to say, because you just hit the nail on the head. It's so much more than just hating Republicans. Yes, the media, the left, they hate Republicans, sure. But they hate everyone who thinks as a Republican, who wants smaller government, who wants to have more control over the money they make, who want to protect life, who want to protect Israel, who want a southern border that works, that has safety and security measures that protect American communities and American families while letting in people from other countries who deserve to be here, who want to be here, who want health care that makes sense, that they don't want to give free health care to people who are here illegally and unlawfully, while at the same time fining the American people if they don't buy your sham health care. So time and time again, the differences are pretty clear here. They just cannot, for the life of them, wrap their head around the fact that there are a massive number of people in this country who don't think like them. And it's okay. We should be able to have differences of opinion or policy discrepancies. But they don't like that. If you're with them, they want you to be with them all the time. Take a look at the national championship game. You saw a celebrity come up and talk to Donald Trump and Vince Vaughn, and next thing you know, they were more outraged about Vince Vaughn talking to the president than someone like Soleimani, who was a terrorist that had killed hundreds of Americans. I mean, the vitriol he received online just for two people in Donald Trump and Mr. Vaughn, who are football fans, having a conversation. What is the big deal? They want you to be in lockstep with them in all matters, and if you're not, they'll go after you. And you see that time and time again with this president.
And look, to your point, when the LSU Tigers went up there to the White House to visit the president, you know, it just triggered people when you had the quarterback saying, you know what, forget about politics. Man, this is a great honor. What a great opportunity to be here at the White House.
Sure. And why wouldn't you say that? I mean, it's so rare. So, you know, so few people get to come to the White House and experience it. And why wouldn't you just say, thank you for having us? It's an amazing place. Whether you agree with the president, disagree with the president, this is the people's house. And what it symbolizes and what it means for all Americans should be cherished, regardless of the politics. Leave it outside the gates. Come in here and enjoy what this democracy and this republic have afforded you as American citizens that no other country in the world can claim.
We've got about 20 seconds. The biggest question of the day, did you get a chance to meet Coach O?
Oh, of course. We talked Ole Miss. We talked LSU. You know, Joe Burrow's parents are from Amory, Mississippi, and I talked to them the night of the game, and I said, hey, you couldn't throw us a bone? Well, why is Burrow going down to LSU? You could have thrown him right over to Oxford. It's like 30 minutes away. That's pretty selfish of you guys. But we had a great laugh about it. And, congratulations to LSU and Coach O. The team was amazing.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Hey, Hogan, we got to leave it there. We got to take a break for the news. You guys hang tough. You got a lot of people supporting the president in this White House.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Hogan Gidley, ladies and gentlemen, one of the great spokespeople there for the president, for the White House. Also a big Southeastern Conference football fan. He's a big Ole Miss guy. And I'm Tennessee Volunteer. And Caleb, well, I guess he likes, I don't know, what, the Georgia Bulldogs? Yeah, that's a team. No, we're just kidding. We love the SEC. Hey, got to take a break here, folks. We've got more coming up next on the Todd Stern Show.